This instrumental is by request, Sweet Needle Land.
Looking forward to going to Eula Land. Marriage Supper of the Lamb. If you ever look up the word Eula, it means marriage. And one of these days we're going to go to the marriage supper. As a child of God, we'll be invited in. If you have your Bibles this morning, I ask you would stand with us open to the book of Acts, the 24th chapter. I'm going to read here starting in the 24th verse. Read just a couple of verses and then we'll go forward in prayer. Acts chapter 24, verse 24. And after certain days, when Felix came with his wife, Drusilla, which was a Jewish, he sent for Paul and heard him concerning the faith in Christ. And as he reasoned of righteousness, temperance, and judgment to come, Felix trembled and answered, "Go thy way for this time. When I have a convenient season, I will call for thee." When I have a convenient season. Father, this morning we thank you, Lord, for your love, your mercy, and your grace. Thank you, dear God, for allowing us to be in your house this morning. Dear Lord, I pray today that your will would be done in my life and the lives of these that are here. God, I pray this morning, help us. Lord, do what you would have done. Say what you have said. Lord, I pray this morning that all things be for thee and of thee. And we'll give you, Lord, glory in Christ's holy name. And amen. Amen. You may be seated this morning. On the way down this morning, I was listening to Brother Reg Kelly pray. And he was praying, asking God to help him and his servant that he was doing that we were listening to, and this thought came to my mind because he said that I'm not going to take his words out of context from what he was saying, but he said that he didn't need God as much today as he did when he first started. And I guess his application is that when he had no God in his life at all, he really needed that, and today he's got God in his life. And I thought just the opposite. I didn't need as much God then as I do now because, see, back then I was more afraid of you than I am of God. And today I'm more afraid of God than I am of you. And you think about that. I need God just as much as I always did. But if you want to put it in the words there, I used to be afraid of people and not of God. And today I'm afraid of God and try not to be afraid of people. But I'll be honest with you, at times there's still a fear there. But we'll get past that this morning and think on this thought. The title of the message today would be convenience. At a convenient time, the Apostle Paul is talking. He's giving ration and reasoning. And it says this, after certain days, Paul had been put in prison. He'd been bound because he was basically doing nothing but standing in the temple praying. He wasn't causing a skirmish or anything like that, but his belief was in the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And so in that, that was a crime in and of itself to some, that they would believe or that he would believe this. And so as he's doing this, he's caught now. He's been in captive there. And when I say that, he's not in prison per se, as in the jail cell. There's some things going on. You can read the chapter and find it out. But it said after certain days when Felix came with his wife Drusilla, which was a Jewish, he sent for Paul and heard him concerning the faith in Christ. We come this morning to gather in the house of God to hear that very thing, right? A faith in Christ, a belief in God. One that when we get here today, we tend to have the mindset a lot of times that we all believe the same, or we're all entrusting our lives to Christ. We've accepted Him as our Lord and Savior. We've repented of our sins. We've asked Him to come into our lives to make us born again, to redeem us from the dead that we were in, to bring us into life. As we thought about the message on Wednesday night there, I have been born again. I have been quickened. I have been changed. There is in me a new creature that Christ Jesus is created. And I'll tell you, I know today that I'm different, but I still struggle with convenience. And that's what I want us to hear this morning. Convenience. It said that he ministered unto him, he heard him concerning the faith in Christ. And as he reasoned of righteousness, Paul was talking about living a righteous life. A life after Christ, one that was godly. And if you think about it this way,
Paul always used the law to show how that Christ was the fulfillment of it. And yet in that, he showed them that you had to live according to the will of God. You had to follow after the Word of God. I've said it, and it's true. You can go back in your Bible and read it. When Samuel come to Saul, he rejected Saul. God had rejected Saul because Saul had not obeyed the Word of God, the Word of the Lord. That was his rejection. That's why Saul was in trouble. When we stand before God, the Bible says that we will give an account of what we've done and the words that come out of our mouths, what we've done with the Word of God, His will, His way, His purpose, His plan. He dealt with him on temperance and judgment to come. Think about it this way, church. He dealt with him on the manner of life. And then he told him that things was coming, that Christ was coming. Judgment was coming. And you think about this morning. We know that judgment comes, do we not? I mean, it's written in the Bible that there's coming a time of judgment, right? The great white throne judgment. We think about that judgment there. And we think about how that we're going to stand before God and give an account. There's so many scriptures that tell us these things here. But this is the difference. As Felix was listening to this, it troubled him. It troubled him. It bothered him. There was something that Paul was saying that stirred in the heart of Felix. It bothered his heart. It bothered his mind. And as he was listening to what he said, no doubt in my mind what he's saying there is that conviction came upon him. He began to realize the condition that he was in. Now, a lot of times we want to deny that. I'm not in any trouble. I'm okay. I don't have any issues. I don't have any, I've been good. I've done this. I've done that. I've had a good week. And I'll tell you what, every so often I have a good week. I sure do. I'm not as mean as I am other weeks. But I'm still in trouble. I still need God. Amen. I still need forgiveness of my sins. Amen. I still need a relationship. I still need to read. I still need to pray. I still need God.
Amen.
Thought about this morning coming in here and just saying, good news. God's not dead.
Amen.
But some of us are. You think about it for a second. Are we alive with lively hope? Are our lives a manifestation of Christ? Is it in our lives to be able to declare the gospel of Jesus Christ to somebody in such a manner, in a way that they not just hear it, but they believe it because it is there in us? It is alive and well within us? Most of the time, if you think about it, and I say most of the time, some of the time, most of the time, however your life may be, we're always putting God in a convenient place. Now, to convenient us, that means when we feel like it.
Yeah.
Look what he said. It said that Felix trembled and answered, "Go thy way for this time." In other words, I don't want to hear it today, Paul. I don't want to hear it no more. What you said has not affected me. He trembled. He didn't like it. You can say, well, anger was rising up in him. You can call it anger. You can call it fear. You can call it trouble. I just want to call it conviction. It was something going on with what Paul was saying that was starting to tell Felix, you're in trouble. You're not right with God. You don't believe the things you ought to believe. You're not following the path that you need to follow. And that bothered him. So he said, go thy way this time when I have a convenient season. I will call for thee. Verse 26 said, he hoped also that Paul, that money should be have given him of Paul that he might loose him. Wherefore he sent him from him the oftener and communed with him. Now here's something else. Paul came and was giving Felix the best thing he could ever give him. Life eternal. He was presenting to him the gospel of Jesus Christ. It troubled his heart. It bothered him. He was convicted. He sent Paul away. But what he was really, if you stop and think about this, he was also mad about the fact that there was no money offered for Paul to be loosed. Well, Paul was not bound. Felix was. Paul was free. You think about that this morning. Paul was right where God wanted him to be. Convenient time. We'll read our Bible at a convenient time. How many of you have ever had a long week? Long day. Work 15, 16 hours. I have that happen to me, by the way. I had one day that was 22 hours. And I'm going to ask you a question. In that time frame, when was your convenient time to read? Or pray? Focus on God. We get so wrapped up in life sometimes, it's never convenient for God. We've got our thing to do. Our places, our thoughts are always there, inconveniencing God. A convenient season. A time when I feel more like listening. Or I feel more like praying. I feel more like reading my Bible. I feel more like allowing God to commune with me and me to commune with God. A convenient time. It seems like we got convenience for ourselves and all of our wants, but no convenience for God. I ask you a question. Do you think Felix had a convenient time? He's a ruler. He can make all the time he wants to make. But it wasn't convenient for him and God. Because it wasn't what he wanted. If you go to the book of Acts in the 26th chapter, just over there, the Apostle Paul is before King Agrippa. He's giving King Agrippa the testimony of his conversion. He's talking to him about Jesus and what Jesus did. And in verse 27 it says this, King Agrippa, believest thou the prophets? I know that thou believest. Then Agrippa said to Paul, almost thou persuadest me to be a Christian. Now think about what he's saying. Almost out of perspective. It's not convenient at this time. You almost got me persuaded. But this is not the right time. This is not the right place. This is not where I need to be. Think about it this morning. King Agrippa was telling Paul that it's not convenient to be a Christian right now. Conveniency oftentimes leaves out so fast when it comes to God. It's not convenient. And like I said, I don't know how to put this morning other than just put it in Ernie Emler plain, ordinary language. There was a time in history, in our lives, when God was not a convenience, but a necessity. We needed God. People stopped doing what they were doing in order to take time to pay attention and hear, so to say, from God through the Word and through prayer. Amen. It was not inconvenient to shut down the business and go to church. It wasn't inconvenient to stop whatever it was and go to church because we knew that we needed God. He was necessity. But today, we need what we want. And God is a convenience. And so God is put over here because it's never convenient for God. We set aside a Sunday morning
from 9:10 to 12, and that was our time for God. I can remember this. When there was no question, you got up, you got dressed, you went to church, you spent time in the house of God, you worshiped, and if you got out at 12, it was okay. If the Spirit was working and moving in the lives of people and you got out at 12:30, it was okay. If you got out at 1 o'clock, it was okay. Why? Because God was needed, not convenient. You go to church after you got out at 1 o'clock. You get up, you go out, you have your lunch, and you go home or whatever it is, but you went back to church that evening at 6 o'clock. And you stayed there at church from 6 to 7. If the Spirit didn't bring anybody in, things didn't happen any different. You know, there's a normal time slot. I'm not saying the Spirit didn't work, but let's just say it wasn't doing something and there wasn't. But if it was 7:30, it was still okay. As long as the Spirit of God was in it, right? If it was 8 o'clock, it was still okay. As long as the Spirit of God was in it, it was still okay. At 9 o'clock, it was still okay. As long as the Spirit of God was in it. I can remember getting called to preach one night at Faith Free Will Baptist Church in Springdale. Went there, preached my heart out. I mean, just laid it all out there for the Lord. And the altars filled up. Not saying I did anything. God did it all. But the altars filled up. And then an elderly pastor, and I can't remember his name right now. But anyway, service was, I thought we were just about to wind up. The Spirit of God moved on him. And we had two services of preaching. Two altar services, and people were saved. And nobody complained. Because God wasn't a convenience. God was a necessity. So now we have churches that are convenient to go to. Well, the people don't want to come at this time. They want to come at this time. And they want to come now because... And this is the gospel truth, listen to me. If they come at the 9 o'clock service, then they're out of time to go home and watch the ball game. Or go to the races, or watch the race. I remember one time I had somebody in my church that if I preached past 12 o'clock and the Razorbacks was playing a game, they were upset. Because they were going to be later getting to the game. See, God was not a convenient for them. It was an inconvenience to have to go to church. Didn't make any sense to have time for God. By the way, I got guilty of that. I can remember times when I would go be going through service and trying to set the world aside and listen to only what God was trying to say. But in my mind, I was thinking, I wonder what lap they're on. Hurry up, don't have a caution so you can finish the race before I have to leave for church so I can see who wins. We get up and we walk out of service early to go do what we want because that's a necessity. God's a convenience. We don't go to service because we do what we want because, see, God is a convenience, and what we want to do is the necessity. I'm here to tell us this morning, church, God is not a convenience. He is still the necessity. And the reason the world is going the way that it's going is because God is a convenience to the minds of a lot of Christian, so to say, people, instead of the necessity. You don't breathe without God. You don't. God says, Ernie, you're no longer breathing. I'm dead. God can do that, church. King Agrippa, almost. How many times we sat in service and almost the Spirit of God moved us? Almost we did something that we wouldn't have done because the Spirit was, but almost why? It wasn't convenient to do that at that time. Why was it not convenient? You go over to the book of Proverbs,
30th chapter. Apologize, I thought I had this remark, but I didn't. It says the word of the Lord, verse 1, the words of Agar, the son of Jacob, even the prophecy. The man spake unto Ithiel, and I may not pronounce these right, but you bear with me, unto Ithiel, unto Ukal, surely I am more brutish than any man, and have not understanding of a man. I neither learn wisdom, nor have the knowledge of the holy. Who hath ascended up into the heaven or descended? Who hath gathered the wind into his fist? Who hath bound the water in a garment? Who hath established all the ends of the earth? What is his name? And what is his son's name? Or his son's name? If thou canst tell. Every word of God is pure. He is a shield unto them that put their trust in him. Add thou not unto his word, lest he reprove thee, and thou be found a liar. Two things have I acquired of thee, deny me not them before I die. Remove far from me vanity and lies, give me neither poverty nor riches, feed me with food convenient for me. Lest I be full and deny thee, and say, who is the Lord? Or lest I be poor and steal and take the name of my God in vain. Accuse not a servant unto his master, and lest he curse thee, and thou be found guilty. There is a generation that curseth their father, and doth not bless their mother. There is a generation that is pure in their own eyes, and yet is not washed from their filthiness. There is a generation, oh, how lofty are their eyes, and their eyelids are lifted up. There's a generation whose teeth are as swords, and their jaws as knives, to devour the poor off of the earth, and the needy from among men. You understand what he said there? Oh, we're in trouble, because there's a generation that thinks God is a convenience instead of a necessity. Go back and look what he says. Two things have I inquired of thee, deny me not them before I die. The questions he was asking is, who is God? And who's the Son of God? Well, we know who God is, right? God. We know what his Son's name is, right? Jesus. And when we look at the Word of God and we see this, he wants two things. Remove far from me vanity and lies. Remove them from me. Give me neither poverty nor riches. Feed me with food convenient for me. Now, when he's talking about food convenient for him, he's not saying, when I'm hungry, let me go ahead and have something to eat. Now he's saying, do what is right. Do your will. Give me what is necessary in my life. The convenient is this. Don't let me have what I want. Let me have what I need. Remove the want. Don't make me suffer, but don't give me so much that I fail to see that I need you. Do you realize today that people, we get to this point. People are so poor they trust in somebody other than God, and they're so rich they trust not in God or anybody else either. They're not hungry and thirsty for righteousness any longer because the church is not hungry and thirsty for righteousness. It's not convenient to have an altar call, so we remove the altars and we leave out the call. It's not convenient to preach the gospel and the truth of the word of God any more than what is necessary to tell people, you're all right, go on home, you'll be okay. It doesn't matter if God comes back now or later, you get to go to heaven no matter what's going on. You know my theory, my thought, my process and these things, so it's I won't spend much time there. Every funeral somebody dies, right?
That's why you have a funeral. Every time they go to heaven, no matter who they were, no matter what they did. I'm here to tell you this morning, myself, if God is just a convenience, we're in trouble. We're in trouble. Because heaven is still real and hell is still real.